Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And so much so that one particular group and company that itself has continued to develop and contribute and invest in our townships, especially when it comes to retail centers, is Vukile Property. Next time you see Dobsonville Mall, East Rand Mall, maybe even the likes of Midrand Boulder Center, and of course, if you also take a look at what we see when it comes to Midrand Ulwazi Building, Daveyton Shopping Center, just bear in mind that these are just a few of the shopping centers in South Africa that happen to be owned by Vukile Properties. They also have significant exposure to markets such as Spain, advancing their exposure there too. One such person who's going to tell us all about this as our sponsor here, Vukile Properties, is the Managing Director for Vukile Southern Africa, Itumeleng Mutibedi. Such a pleasure to welcome you on the show.
Good evening, Gugu. Good evening to you, the listeners, and our wonderful teachers.
I'm excited to speak to you, Itumeleng, because the last time we touched base was really on company results and some of your most recent acquisitions and your participation in South Africa's economy. And what I find so fruitful about Vukile is that despite its growth and metamorphosis as an institution, looking at markets offshore, it remains committed to South Africa. And maybe we need to underscore that just in terms of understanding more of the REIT's investments in the country, but also how you found new innovative ways of also supporting some stakeholder groups here in the country.
Thanks, Gugu. Thanks for really having us. Very committed to continuing our investment growth in South Africa. Recently bought a mall out in Mthatha, where we, you know, spending quite a bit of money redeveloping it. And I guess this is paying homage to a segment of the market that has performed admirably over the past 5 years. Now, the past 5 years have been tough with COVID, riots, slow macros, and all of these challenging, top line issues that we've been facing as a country. But I think, our portfolio in this space, in the township, and in the rural communities has really, performed well. Across the board, we've seen strong rental growth. We've seen great occupancy, great renewals. And I think this just speaks to the sustained endeavor of these communities that we operate in.
And maybe let's unpack that further, because it actually does speak to the bustling township economy and being a owner of retail centers within the township. There's a twofold, I guess, impression that many participants have about this, that hold on, you're actually taking up space that could be owned by entrepreneurs. But more so than that, you're actually opening up more avenues of opportunity, providing scale and reducing the cost and barriers to entry for many entrepreneurs who can work alongside and with retail centers like yourself. Help us understand how you do this differently in South Africa.
In the South African space, what I'd say is unique in our approach is we really aim to be customer centric. So if one looks at the mall value chain, at the extremely broad, with shoppers, tenants, service providers, and all of these are very important stakeholders, Google. But I think what we do is really focus primarily on the end user, which is the shopper, as our primary stakeholder. And our ethos is, if we understand the shopper, we don't push down product. We really supply what they need. So what we do is really use a lot of data, really understand the communities in which you operate in. And then we try and ideate and find the tenants that would most suit that community. Mm-hmm. And we do this with great interactions, with strong relationships with our traditional listed retailers, which are the backbone of our business. But at Vukile, we do quite a lot in terms of supporting emerging retailers. And these are family-owned businesses, very strong regional players that have, 50 to 100 stores. And we give them an opportunity in our retail malls. But we also, Gugu, have started a very interesting and exciting initiative called the Retail Academy, which, we go out into our communities, we find informal traders that are doing very well, that've got businesses, and then we de-risk their entry to the mall, where we invite them into our shopping centers, we put together a package that, lowers the barriers to entry, and then we support them with mentorship and, introduce them to the formal environment. So the way that we look at it, we're part of our communities. We're not an island of success in the communities that we operate in. We really need to form part of these communities. Their challenges are our challenges, and that's how we view our value chain within our mall.
Mm. I'm excited to hear so much more about this one because I think it does offer a lot of opportunity for innovative South African retailers who want to provide a product, a service, and just need that propeller to get them to the next level. Help us understand, what makes this particular academy unique? What services will you be offering? What additional support will you share with entrepreneurs in order to drive their success?
Yeah. I mean, you know, from a strategic perspective, so our view is, you know, product differentiation is key. You really, you know, you don't want your mall or your shopping center looking like the one down the road. And what we've tried to do there is then go out to the market, find people that are enterprising, that have got small businesses, that are rolling them out across multiple services. Some are in fashion, some are in services, some are in baking. We introduce them into the academy. We take them through a retail program. And then what we then, you know, do, we'll fit out their store. So at our cost, we'll introduce them into the mall, fit out the store. The first year of their trade, we have a soft landing in terms of managing the rental. But what we then do is track their trade and try and improve it so that at the end of that first year, we can then go into a commercial arrangement with them. It's important for us because it involves the community in the mall. It allows them to start feeling like they're part of the mall. They, you know, they own the mall. And I think it also diversifies our offering. You know, so you'll find tenants in our Davidson Shopping Center, and our, you know, we've got a wonderful tenant called Fakir Zindo at Dobsonville, and you won't find him anywhere else but there. Where he's offering a very interesting, you know, fashion retailing operation, which is great. So our idea is to try and do this across our portfolio to have a pipeline of new entrants. I mean, if you look at most of our retailers, they're one-generation businesses, right?
Yeah.
But they've grown aggressively over the past, I'd say, 50 years. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be innovative and give opportunities to people that deserve it.
I love that you're saying that, you know, this is really opening up the market and being innovative and providing the necessary solutions to those who deserve it. Because as we know, every shopping center, as you said, has its own uniqueness to it and experience, much like the environments and communities that you also serve. And maybe that does speak to the reception of the culture within these communities and how you've actually maintained this dynamic to make sure that what you offer within your shopping centers remains relevant to the environments that you serve. What's the response been from the communities you're in?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the one key word is when you start having these entrants that really speak to the community, you come across as being authentic. You know, so I think our communities have really received us well. They see us as being part of the communities. We're not just an island that sits out somewhere, you know, in Sandton. And we've worked very well with our communities, and we've extended this to our broader value chain. You know, so our managers of our shopping centers generally come from communities, our service providers, and now we're moving on to our tenants. And what we found is, you know, the more you involve the communities, the more you really understand the heartbeat of the community. If you really want to involve yourself in community structures, you want to make a difference around CSI initiatives, townships and communities aren't the same. So if you really understand issues that people are grappling with and you form part of ideating those solutions, then you generally are well-received. So in most of our communities in which we operate in, we are seen as part of the community, which I think has driven this, you know, above inflationary rental growth that we've seen, high occupancy levels, strong renewals, and the fact that, you know, over a period of very tough macroeconomic, conditions, the Vukile portfolio has really shown, you know, significant growth and performance. So I think it comes from being seen as part of the community.
Definitely so critical, especially in a post-pandemic world and post the 2021 July looting and unrest, where that sense of community was evidenced in some of the malls and shopping centers that were actually protected by residents. And I'm keen, perhaps if we can, we typically don't always talk about this, but I find it so refreshing when we can tangibly explore the economic and employment opportunities that retail centers like yours actually offer the communities you're in. Are you able to, you know, unpack numbers, even from a broad brushstroke point of view, for us to have a greater appreciation of the number of jobs that are created through your retail centers?
Yeah, I mean, Google, we have over 3,000 tenants. You know, whenever we interact with our tenants, we really encourage them. In fact, we work with them and our center management to employ local. You know, so the majority of, you know, all the people that work within the mall environment come from local communities. Our service providers come from local communities, our cleaning staff, our security staff. So I'd say, you know, majority of our 32 malls which we have around the country are serviced by local communities. So it's a significant contingent of people that work in these malls.
Fantastic. And for those who might be listening right now and actually thinking, hold on, I want to participate in this initiative. We heard you talking about a store that has already grown. Fagizinto, I think is how you refer to it as. Share some details with us, the kind of journey that they'll experience, but more so how they can actively participate.
Yeah, I think, you know, starting with how you can participate, you know, please give us a shout. We've got all of our details online. Just, you know, go to vukileproptyfund.co.za and you'll find a link, and then we'll start the conversation that way. You know, we've had the wonderful success of Fakazinto, who we've now migrated outside of the academy, and he's now a full-time tenant. Paying rental, paying op costs, that is profitable, that is generating strong turnovers.
Okay.
And it's a success story that we're now trying to replicate and move him to other centers within the portfolio. So that's one success. And, you know, the way that we're looking at this initiative from a Vukile perspective, we'd really like, you know, to have many more across the country.
Yeah.
So this is exciting for us. It diversifies our tenant base. It brings local flavor, and it also, you know, I think complements the traditional strong covenant nationalistic retailers very well in providing the community with something special.
Fantastic. Itumeleng, we can't wait to hear more about this, the phenomenal success and the kind of partners that have been brought on board to participate in this retail academy. And just to be clear, retail is quite large in terms of scope, right? There's services, there's products, you have different types of stores that might come on board, entrepreneurs with different visions. Or I see not only is it the likes of Fagizinto, but there's also a phenomenal cake store that's also participated.
Yeah.
Is there a particular scope of entrepreneurs that you're looking to participate, or can everyone and everybody really try their luck?
Yeah. I mean, we always say, you know, we want to understand our markets, understand the demand. So how we try and find participants for the program are people generally that have had a business that's been operational, although it's informal, that has a following and a base. We then have that discussion, and it's across all segments, all categories. If it makes sense, you've got a market and you can prove to us that you've got a loyal following in that community, then, you know, why would those people not follow you into the mall?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not, we don't have a special category that we only focus on. We look at what works in that particular context, and if you've got a business that is currently running, we'll happily chat to you.
Fantastic. Itumeleng, onwards and upwards to you and the team that have come up with this phenomenal initiative. And to the entrepreneurs who are going to participate, we wish them all the very best and can't wait to interview them and hear their stories here on the show.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Google. All the best.
Thank you. That's Itumeleng Mutibedi, who is the Managing Director for Vukile Southern Africa. As you know, Vukile Properties is a REIT, a real estate investment trust. In other words, listed property here on the JSE with exposure to markets like Europe and, of course, South Africa. But in South Africa in particular, as you've heard Itumeleng mention, they've started the Vukile Retail Academy, fostering growth, strong tenant relationships and community engagement. So if you have ever had a product, a service that you've wanted to provide, befitting for a shopping center, and the community that you're in, no need to wonder, I wonder what it would take to get into that retail space. Now you can actively participate by going to make sure that you yourself sign up to participate in the Vukile Retail Academy. And of course, through ongoing growth initiatives, evaluating how there's alignment between yourself, the landlord, and the community you serve, there'll be opportunities to see how best it is that you too can also say, that's my store in that mall. Right? Phenomenal bragging rights there. Well, thanks for joining us on this one. And of course, we should be getting your views and feedback in the weeks to come. This interview was brought to you by Vukile Property Fund, Vukile Center of Growth.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.